Gail Huff Brown, Republican candidate, 1st Congressional District, joins us live, I believe, from Laconia Harley-Davidson. Gail, good morning.
Good morning. That's exactly where we are. Of course, the one day you're not here, Jack, right? The one day. The one day. You're trying to get away from me.
No. You sound great, by the way, the signal, the broadcast. You sound like you're in our studios. Hey, a lot going on up there, and it's a big part of the tourism economy, right?
Oh, my gosh, it's huge. And you know what? First time I came to Bike Week up here, I was figuring it out was, I'm almost afraid to say, 43 years ago, I came with my dad.
Oh, my goodness.
And yeah, exactly.
But you're only 45.
That's what I mean. I was riding on the back in a little baby carrier.
That's cute. That's funny.
And it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot. So I'm walking around here, right? And they have, you can get an IV for a hangover. You can get fat freezed off. You can get Botox shots. You can get tattoos. It's a two-hour wait. You can get oxygen boosts. You can get, it's just wow.
And you can get a brand new Harley, $25,000, $30,000 beautiful bike in that showroom. They have a lot going on.
Oh, my God. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. Scott and I have, I mean, we've been coming here for obviously many, many years. Scott was here earlier this week. And he just sold our Harley, and he's in huge trouble because he won't buy another one.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I want to get to current events. Do you think Representative Pappas is saying enough about the Biden administration and how inept they seem to be on these soaring gas prices? Gail, I don't know if you heard, but we were one of the first to report this week from I'm a news talk show, former news guy, but my point is media is not saying much. Liberty Utilities, one of the largest electricity suppliers, has gone to the PUC, Public Utilities Commission, and asking for a 47% rate hike starting next month. This is serious stuff, and I think it's going to get worse.
I think it's going to get worse, but you're going to see the Attorney General and folks get involved. I would doubt that they would allow that kind of a hike. I mean, it's so extreme. But, of course, they're going to go for it. I mean, look at the price of natural gas, and that's how they create their electricity. If you're paying that kind of money for your energy source, and, of course, all of this stems from the fact that we aren't creating our own and we're getting it from other countries, oil, natural gas, Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine had been a primary supplier as well as Russia. So if you look around the world at what's happening, you can see exactly why it's happening.
Do you think the Biden administration should put a more friendly tone to the U.S. oil and gas producers and actually meet with them versus threaten them?
Oh, Jack, this has been going on for a long time. I mean, they hate. In fact, they campaign. The Democrats campaign on how much they hate the oil companies. So how can they then turn around and pretend that they support them or like them or will even sit down with them? They don't and they won't.
All right. What else? You know, the other thing I'm looking at is the interest rate hike. Now, you, people may not know this. I know this about you. You've had a few very successful careers, not only in television news, broadcast journalism, but as a very successful realtor in the Seacoast. I heard great things about you, and you may still be doing that, but very successful on that front. You know what a doubling of the interest rate. The Federal Reserve yesterday, 0.75%. They told us this inflation was transitory. I knew it wasn't, but what are these interest rates going to do to, for example, home buying and selling in New Hampshire?
Well, we're going to, I mean, the bubble has burst there. There's no question about it. I think in the next month, and I'm seeing it already on MLS. If you go to MLS, and that's, of course, where the multiple listings are, you can see that prices are already starting to go down. And even, you know, every day I get the feed through my phone, of course, and it shows you all the houses. And I do residential, not commercial. But it shows you all the houses that have slashed their asking prices. So we hit the top. And we're going to see it start going down. And frankly, I'm happy about that. My daughter is living in Portsmouth and renting, and she and her husband want to buy a home. And it's just way out of their price bracket. They can't afford a home. So I hope that prices come down so that, you know, people in New Hampshire will stay in New Hampshire and buy homes here.
I appreciate it. Well, listen, what is the you missed the ride at the top of Mount Washington, and you're going to go out and about, and are you going to go into the vendors around the corner where they have all the jewelry, the clothing?
Oh, my gosh. I said to Scott this morning, I said, Scott, do you have any cash? He said, why? I said, well, you know, I'm going up to Laconia. He said, just take the credit card. I said, ha! Big mistake.
Yeah, everything's cash.
Big mistake.
All right.
So I have the credit card, and I'm loose. This morning we went over to the Meredith Fire Department. We met with the guys there, and you know what their biggest problem is, Jack? They can't find people to work.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Do you realize we had one of the state police commanders in the other day? I thought the number of open state police positions was 60. I heard it's closer to 75 to 80.
Well, why would people go into a job when it's so dangerous and they're not getting support from the community? Although, I will say, in New Hampshire, we're very supportive of our law enforcement, and we should be.
I know, but not elsewhere.
No,
Gail Huff Brown, Republican, 1st Congressional District. Enjoy Bike Week.
Thank you.
Thank you. LaConia Harley-Davidson. I'll be there tomorrow live with Corey Isles in the morning.